From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. On this Flag Day, the Supreme Court dismissed a challenge to the phrase "under God" in the Pledge of Allegiance. The court sidestepped the question of whether that phrase, when recited in public schools, violates the Constitution's ban on government establishment of religion. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
When the Pledge of Allegiance was created in 1892, it was purely secular, with no reference to religion or God. But 50 years ago today, Congress added the words "under God" as a way to differentiate our system of government from godless communism. President Eisenhower, in signing the bill into law, said that the nation's school children would henceforth, quote, proclaim the dedication of our nation and our people to the Almighty. And they have, ever since. Until Michael Newdow, a California father and devoted atheist, sued to stop the California public school policy of having teachers lead willing students in the recitation of the pledge every day. He said the pledge amounted to religious indoctrination of his daughter. To the surprise of almost everyone, he won in the lower court. But today, the Supreme Court ruled that Newdow has no right to act as his daughter's representative in court, since the child's mother, from whom Newdow is estranged, has primary custody, and the mother supports the recitation of the pledge. Writing for five members of the court, Justice John Paul Stevens noted that the Supreme Court usually stays out of domestic relations cases, leaving them to the states. In this case, he noted, the state courts had ruled that the child's mother had ultimate authority to decide questions of upbringing when the two parents disagreed. Newdow, Stevens said, still is entitled to communicate his views on religion to his daughter, but under the terms of the custody order issued by the California courts, he is not entitled to shield his daughter from being exposed to influences in school that the mother has approved. Thus, said the court majority, Newdow has no legal standing, no right to challenge in court the pledge recitation policy of the Elk Grove School District. Newdow was disappointed today, but sure the battle against the pledge would continue.
We have an unconstitutional pledge that is still being foisted upon children in schools, and somebody will come back and challenge it again.
Sandra Banning, the mother of Newdow's daughter, said she told the 10-year-old of the court's decision early this morning.
She actually had more of a sigh of relief that it was over more than an opinion on the case itself. She was just really kind of relieved, oh, good, it's all done now.
Legal experts said the Supreme Court quite clearly was seeking to avoid a ruling on an enormously divisive national issue. Barry Lynn is director of Americans United for Separation of Church and State.
Well, I think the decision means that the Supreme Court wanted to duck the core constitutional issue in the midst of this cultural war for the soul of America that seems to be going on in this election season.
University of Texas law professor Douglas Laycock filed a brief in the Supreme Court on behalf of a group of clergymen.
I think this was politically impossible for the court to strike down and legally impossible to uphold, so standing was a very attractive out.
And Greg Baylor of the Christian Legal Society seemed relieved.
It could have been worse. I'm delighted that they didn't strike down under God from the pledge. I think that would have been a mistake. And second, I'm delighted that they didn't uphold it on the ground that mentioning God is trivial.
Three justices, Sandra Day O'Connor, Clarence Thomas, and Chief Justice William Rehnquist, wrote opinions saying that the case should have been decided and the pledge upheld as constitutional. Justice Antonin Scalia recused himself because of comments he made in public prior to the argument, in which he indicated he had already made up his mind in support of the pledge. So the pledge remains untouched, at least for now. Other challenges to the pledge are likely to be filed eventually, challenges brought by parents who do have custody of their children and object to the ritual recitation of the pledge as coercive. So the day of legal reckoning has been postponed, but in all likelihood, not forever. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.